Christopher Columbus, the character. Columbus' date of birth, estimated between July and October 1451, derives from indirect evidence, while his Genoese nationality can now be considered indisputable. Part of a family of wool workers, he spent his youth between Savona and Genoa and embarked in an early age. After moving permanently to the Iberian Peninsula, he got married in Portugal around 1479 and had a son, Diego. Later, in Castile, he had a second son, Fernando. Some sides of Columbus' personality are revealed through his writings. A strong propensity for concreteness. The importance attributed to experience. Social ambition. The intense religious feeling linked to a mystical tension. And his inclination for fantasy. Columbus' dream is to be set upon the background of an era and a place where people searched long routes, essential to build even the most daring theories. Before leaving for his famous voyage, Columbus had gained personal experience by navigating along the Mediterranean and Atlantic routes, dealing with winds and currents, storms and calms. In Columbus' mind, there was an image of the world built according to a well-established tradition. In God's creation, the earth is depicted as a sphere in which two-thirds are occupied by water and one-third by land. However, Columbus had had a scientific education, so to speak, primarily resulting from his expert cartographer activities. His culture and expertise in this field were well known to his contemporaries. The profession of cartography was part of a rich technical expertise with Mediterranean roots, in which the Genoese had always played a very important role. The fact that Columbus started navigating from an early age, and his experience on the Atlantic alongside skilled men, are the reasons for his own perfectionism and what will allow him to carry out his grand project. In addition to his personal experience as a cartographer, Columbus also possessed a great knowledge, derived from various authors such as Pliny, Marco Polo, Aeneas Silvio Piccolomini, and the French astronomer Pierre Dayet, whose works he read and commented thoroughly. However, his commitment and his determination would not have been enough to achieve the goal without a major funding and a decisive protection of a powerful crown like the Spanish one. In Portugal, Columbus had already tried to find a sponsorship for his project. Reach Asia, the Far East, sailing towards the opposite side, the West. But King John II of Portugal, more interested in economic and military expansion on the African coast, refused to finance such a risky expedition. Columbus then fled from Portugal, perhaps for political reasons, and embarked for Spain, with the intention of proposing his ambitious project to the Spanish monarchs Ferdinand of Aragon and Isabella of Castile. After years of failed attempts, on the 17th of April 1492, Ferdinand and Isabella officially approved Columbus' great enterprise and named him viceroy and governor of all lands eventually discovered during the journey. The king and queen also reaffirmed the commercial purpose of Columbus' journey, to look for a shorter and less expensive sea route to exploit the rich markets of China and Japan.